Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Relive the experience.
Hello!
Sorry, Billy. Sorry, Billy. You know what happens when you hear a doorbell and Mrs. Doubtfire say,
"Let's ask whoever this is." Okay, I have to guess who this is.
You have to guess who it is. You're currently 0-2, but this is the third shot. Who's it going to be?
Mac.
It's Rossi.
That's really
I already guessed Rossi.
That's honestly that's so disappointing.
Wait, it's well, time Rossi. We will Rossi hard.
I've been watching. I don't know if you're a real fan.
Rossi, watching, are you currently getting your haircut or dental work done?
Both.
Hello!
Oh my God!
Dude, we got somebody else. Do you want to take Fryer. A guess? Who?
Fryer.
That's Goo.
Oh God damn!
Oh Goo! Yeah.
All right.
First of all, can we just talk about Fitzy's background here? I thought it was real for me. I was going to say that afternoon show money is really hitting.
Afternoon show money. LOL.
We are laughing.
Chris, you can lob your question to these two now that they've come into the room.
Hello!
No way.
Wait a second.
Yeah, dude.
How did I have to hold court for a half an hour and then we got three extra guests?
Business
I'm filling for time.
All right. So, Davey, you have guessed wrong every time so far. Okay. You didn't know it was going to be any of these people. So now you have another guess.
Now the people I've guessed have been on. It's not like I just like guessed like Adam Cole and like he's not showing up.
That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Wait for the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, just hang on. We're here till midnight.
Rob Gronkowski.
It's like on The Masked Singer where they're like, I don't know, Taylor Swift. And you're like, Taylor Swift's not on the fucking Masked Singer.
I'm gonna shoot the moon on this one because I know this person's probably not gonna be on the show ever. So Wiggy.
No, it's Lucy.
That was my next.
You were close. You were very close.
Dead ringer.
Actually, funny thing, guys, Lucy doesn't want to admit this. She stole her walking bets from Wiggy.
Dead. Oh, yeah. Exactly. He had to stop doing them, and he was not happy.
Bastard. Hasn't walked since.
Really, really. It was a very awkward watch.
Yep, exactly. He did a good job with it, though. But yeah, you were close. You were close with Fryer, too. I'm sure you're very disappointed.
Came on with some shitty helmet that's crooked, then...
There's still time.
Never know.
If he shows up, if he's in the wings right now, if you come on this podcast in the next 3 hours and you're not wearing that fucking helmet,
he better wear the helmet.
Right out.
No, he's leave.
So, Rich, should we ask them the
please do. Okay.
Yeah, please.
All right, Rossi, Goo, Lucy, right before you guys jumped in, great to see you. I asked the question. My question I brought to the pod was, what first time movie viewing experience would you love to revisit again?
Yes. I'll go first if anyone doesn't, because I prepared. I was listening. I was watching.
Oh, the girl has a name. The girl has no name. The girl has an answer.
Waiting for Billy to hop off.
Is Goo fucking serious with that voice?
I think he's doing Davey Deep Dick. He
it's
loved
scaring.
It.
It's scaring the listeners.
Not I'm terrified. I don't like this.
All right, I want to play a game.
I'm going to hop off once I get my answer in, so go loose.
All right.
Okay, I will go with the first Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the, that was the Sorcerer's Stone?
Yes, Harry Potter.
Right. Okay, because of the song, because of the soundtrack, because of the score of the movie, seeing it in theaters, 1,000%. And the age I was, very young, so like it was magical and it was mystical and it was full of wonder. So I would go with the first Harry Potter.
All right.
Nice.
Go.
Endgame, I'd probably say.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh.
That's a good one, too. Hey. Rossi hates Endgame. Rossi hates it.
Yeah. Endgame's still trash, guys. I don't know what we're talking about. Infinity War. by far, I would put over that. But,
Rossi,
yeah,
F you and your effing F hole. Are you kidding me?
I'm literally not. Like, I'm 100% not kidding you on this. This is like,
I miss Rossi takes.
I don't even. Oh my god, what movie? What movie has more takes where it's like, you know, like when Captain America calls for the hammer and he gets it and he's just like, Avengers,
cool,
assemble.
On
like,
your left,
six to midnight, like Gronk to Brady for a touchdown.
Yes, yes.
And then when freaking Jarvis, what's that sound? And then freaking Captain Marvel.
You don't have to fill anymore, Fitzy.
I know. Just shut up. Just shut up for a second. Listen, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but I will tell you, and I'll make it as simple as this: how long? What's the difference in the length of both movies? Like 10, 15 minute difference.
Yeah.
And there's about 40 characters different. The Infinity War has like 30 characters having all these stories. Endgame has about like 12. That's
happening. Is that a bad thing? I'm very confused. Also, yes, did you just around the horn Fitzy?
Yeah, he around. He did. Took a point away.
Still alive. Hey, Tony Reale is all over YouTube, and he's saying there's still a place for it. There's still a place for it.
Agreed to disagree. Billy, you wanted to say one last thing before you signed off?
Yes. Also, the Scream team's back. The PCP Scream boys. We're not canceled. We just do Scream podcasts.
I love it. So Scream 7. You guys are gonna have a breakdown of that.
Preview and review.
We're gonna have to. By the way, look at this sweatshirt. By the way, have you guys seen this shit? This is on top.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's a sick $25.
So I'm gonna take my answer.
Should I have bought this?
Ooh. I'm gonna take my answer in a slightly different way.
All
right. It was the most fun I ever had in the movies. I would want to go
easy. It's a family program.
Strange Darling.
No, you're that guy from Love Lies Bleeding or whatever, right? You're the guy who fell asleep cranking it in the theater.
That was the bodybuilding movie, right?
Yeah. What was that one called?
Love Lies Bleeding.
Dude, that was a good movie though.
Like, I know it was, but
I mean,
I didn't finish it. Actually, I finished during it.
I finished.
I would definitely rewatch. Like, I would do the theater experience again for Borat. That was the most fun I ever had. I was dying.
Borat's a great call.
I think specifically for me.
Thank you, Billy.
The scene where they were chasing. He was chasing what's his name through the hotel.
Hotel room.
Azamat.
Oh my god! Yeah. I almost fell out of my seat.
I was too young to see Borat in theaters when it came out. And I remember watching it for the first time thinking, if I watch that in theaters, that would be unreal.
Oh, like,
it was unbelievable to watch this movie in theaters.
It was insane. I remember watching that movie with Opie the Poet in theaters. Oh. And he has a very loud laugh. And it was just like throughout the entire movie. It was nonstop. I would say old school Borat. And maybe one of the Jackass movies was like the loudest the theater was like actively laughing. And like everybody was just having like just hooting and hollering.
Well, this was my problem with Friendship. I saw it at like 1:45 I didn't have a problem with the movie. I loved it. But 1:45 on a Tuesday and there was no one else in the theater. There were like five other people. So I wanted to laugh and I couldn't because no one else was making sound.
You're trying to like make eye contact with somebody to like get like
I was like, hey guys, isn't this great?
I don't know who this is, right? You guys know Tim Robinson.
Do you guys get it? Like, you get this part, it's like connects to this, and it's like, I think you should leave when they did this. Nobody said anything. And I was like, this is so awkward. Tears coming down my face.
That's like modern movie. I don't want to hijack the pod or anything, but like, how many movies have you seen with like nobody else in the theater? The only one that I can clearly remember
was little.
I saw Celtic Pride. It was me and my friend. I don't know what it was like. We were 8 years old, maybe. And it was the first time our parents dropped us at a theater. Not another soul in the theater. Not another
Birdman.
Birdman.
I saw Birdman with an old couple. And when there was an older ladies were like kissing on the screen. For a while. It was nice.
Oh God, my mic got disconnected.
He did a whole set and we didn't hear it.
He did tight five muted.
Tight five, a crush.
So many good jokes about I Paul Rubens jokes. I had comments about Lucy being in the theater by herself on a Tuesday, or maybe that was Rossi. Rossi, my favorite Paul Mitch Rubens, album like, novel. there is something to be said about the whole entire idea of like seeing a movie either with a smaller crowd or missing that initial wave. Like if you saw There's Something About Mary, like the raucous laughter of that South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut. When I saw them on opening weekend, insane. I saw The Hangover 2 weeks in and I thought it was fine. like to this day, I still think it's okay. But like you just want like this is, and this is sort of like, this is what we don't have anymore is like the joint shared experience, which is what's so much fun about like recalling back to when you were in a packed movie theater, Davey, and everybody was like, "How the fuck does he know Kung Fu?" Like shit like that. Like it's so fun to just be amongst 300 people screaming for Trinity or, you know.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, I think the most fun I've had watching a movie is the first 30 minutes of John Wick 3. Everyone in the theater was into every kill and just laughed and laughed and laughed until the movie kind of lost itself. But the first 30 or so minutes were fantastic.
Is that the one with Boban when he kills him with the book?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he kills Boban. So
with the book. He kills a guy with a horse. He throws a knife through a guy.
I walked in with a three-way tie. It was like an Olympic medal stand. I'm not sure which of the three movies I would love to revisit seeing for the first time should see its nation's flag raised highest and hear its national anthem. But it was the Matrix, like Davey said.
Yep.
It was Silence of the Lambs because I was also on a blind date at the time, and I paid zero attention to her and ate her popcorn and didn't even look at her once.
Well, she couldn't see.
No. Wait, hold on. I was 5'10". Like, I'm 6'2". And at the time, I was like 5'11". She was taller than me.
Oh, boy.
It was weird. It was weird. I went on a blind date in high school with a girl that was taller than me. It was
to see Silence of the Lambs.
Did you ask her if she was your size?
And the weird thing is, at one point during the movie, she leaned over to me and said, "I'd fuck me." And I was like, whoa.
And you leaned back and went, "You about size 14?
She a big, great, fat person.
Thank you.
Give me back my popcorn.
Wait, wasn't she a great big fat person?
Was she here?
So serious.
You help me? Can you help me with the sofa and my van?
Like, are you stupid, girl?
And the last one was, and I've never, Rich, of all the times we talked about strange movie going experiences and celebrity adjacent nonsense, the best by far was in 2005. I'm not sure if you guys are as big a fan of Batman Begins as I am, but it's in my top 10. It's my favorite superhero film, but I happened to see it when I was visiting my brother who was teaching English as a second language in Turkey at the time.
Ooh.
So of course
it's too specific to be alive.
No, it gets way more specific. I am super underslept because we flew into Istanbul, spent the night. Then I took an overnight bus. I thought the overnight bus was going to roll down.
You want to relive all this again? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Like,
I didn't sleep. Overnight so I'm bus. Completely. I've been awake for 36 hours, coming in from Istanbul, having smoked Turkish cigarettes and eaten Turkish food for 36 hours. We go to see Batman Begins, and I'm blown away by how good it is. It's in English, but it's Turkish subtitles. And right after, there's that whole chase through the cargo containers. And the guy, and he zips him up and grabs him. He goes, "Who are you?" And he goes, "I'm Batman." It cuts to black. And then in Turkish subtitles across the screen, it just says intermission. In Turkey, all movies have a 10-minute intermission for smoke breaks.
What? That's wild.
That's pretty good.
So the movie just stops. Like, it's just picking up all this momentum. And then out of nowhere, it stops, and then all these mustache guys who look like they cut hair for a living just go upstairs in their short sleeve shirts and just rip two filterless cigarettes and come back downstairs to figure out.
Go get a can of pop kalash. Or get some pop kalash.
Istanbul.
That joke was just for who, by the way.
Bald Bull from Mike Tyson's Punch Out, famously from Istanbul. Davey, do you have any working theory as to why Piston Honda, Bald Bull, and Don Flamenco are much better the second time you fight them, even though
it's AI. They've learned your style at this point, right?
Got it.
Yeah. They fought you once before. It's the rematch. Right. Everyone's always better. You see Gotti Ward too.
Do you ever hear the true story of why they're in twice?
Probably because they ran out of memory in the game.
Bingo. They wanted to extend the arcade version didn't have two versions. They wanted the NES, the home system version, to be longer, and they didn't have enough characters or memory in the game, so they just repeated them. Same.
It's also why Super Macho Man and Soda Popinski are the same character, just different
build.
Hair.
Similar build, yeah. They got a big uppercut.
Davey, best movie experience, I should have said, when we saw Batman, like years ago.
Yeah.
And my friend Marissa and I were walking into the theater, and you were at the door. Like, it was like fate.
And it was so fate, we saw, and saw I was Batman. There, and to to pile on top of that, the reason I was there was because of Goo, because Mac couldn't go. And he was Mac can't go. Do you want to come see?
I think Mac was also there.
But you had, for some reason, you had an extra ticket. And
we each had plus ones. Didn't we take you and Wesley Burho?
I believe that's right. Okay. And I saw Lucy walking in.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I saw that in an airplane. If you guys mind, if we're just going
to. Oh, nice. Where were you flying, Rossi?
Yeah. It was intended to be seen.
I know. I think Tony Reale just took away 5 points from you, bro.
Hold on. This is right.
Yeah, it was on a Spirit Air.
Here we go.
Two plane stories. And I know.
Oh, yes.
Let's just it was a BOGO on Rossi Plane Stories.
Super quick. I'm not going to tell you about Istanbul. So I was flying to LA when I saw Batman.
3 points. Can you keep me on the line?
Yes, you stay. And I remember I can't remember the name of the Game of Thrones episodes where they fought, like, the big final fight, like, third to last episode.
Battle of the Bastards?
Like, pivotal episode of that.
Is that the one that fight the knights there? I'm the game, oh, Game of Thrones memory is not.
Revenge of the Jedi, yes.
Okay. So that I watched on my iPad on a flight, and I put the brightness all the way, and I had no complaints. Next thing you know, I was reading on Twitter, like, nobody could see anything on that thing. And I remember saying this on a pod, and remember Goo, I think it was right after that, would be like, it was on an iPhone. It wasn't even an iPad, it was an iPhone. And I remember Goo, you were like, the hell's this guy? Like, this is the opposite of the intention.
Speak ill of you. It doesn't sound like me.
No, but I would just say that's all I had, and I didn't have any issues. Bright as day. Sometimes.
But it is true.
Yeah. It was a great story.
All right, Rossi. You have earned a second plane story.
But I kind of just looped them both.
I can't even imagine.
First one was rich and compelling.
No, the first one, I was just saying.
You wouldn't believe the brightness on my phone. It was the brightness. Wild.
iPhones.
The brightness of my phone as I watched the penultimate episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it was awesome. No complaints.
I will say, watching it at home, I couldn't see shit.
It was titled Return to the Hood. Yes.
Yeah, but you put the visibility up like that, it sucks the battery. I mean, I don't know how you.
Oh, listen, I had the charge.
It's living on the edge. It's a great story.
You're
on a flight. You got to take chances.
Can I ask a question now?
Isn't two stories at all.
I need the second story.
It was I watched Batman on a film. I'm trying to cut him right there.
The other one in. Can I ask a question? Like 50, you know, build about 40 minutes with.
Yeah, what do you got?
Question. Okay, jumping off of Batman, what is the movie that you've seen the most in theaters?
I'll start with this one. I'm really good at stories today.
Mine was The Matrix.
I saw Home Alone 2 five times, five straight Fridays when I was in whatever that was, second grade.
What? You know what? I can't top that.
Wow. Five straight Fridays. My father took me, my sister, and a random friend of ours every single Friday to see
Home Alone. Same friend?
What's that?
Same friend?
No, different friends.
Five different friends.
I'm sure they got on the horn like, hey, if you want to go see Home Alone 2.
For me, it was original Star Wars. I saw it first in 1978 on the re-release because they put it out a whole year later once Kenner caught up and did the toys.
Yes.
That's the first movie I ever saw. Still today, best movie I ever saw.
Mine is the same as my first experience, the first Harry Potter. Because my dad would take us to the movies just for something to do. And we're like, all right, we're going back to see Harry Potter. And so we saw it, I think 3 or 4 times. Also, my Big Fat Greek Wedding. I saw that, I think, 3 times in theaters because that might still be the longest running movie in theaters ever. It was really? In theaters for like a year.
I would say modern day that might be true. But in the 70s, movies would stay in the theater for a very long time.
That's true.
Well, Rocky Horror Picture Show, that airs every Friday.
Quite a bit.
I would say I didn't see a lot of movies multiple times in the theaters. So the ones that I did would be like Anchorman. I definitely saw more than once. And then going back to like Lion King. I think I saw that multiple times.
Dark Knight many times. And then also Nacho Libre.
Oh.
Wait, was that like as in a, like your choice?
In 2005. Yes, I was however old. And me and one of my friends thought it was the funniest movie ever. So he kept telling other friends to go with us. They would see it, be very disappointed. But then we'd find new friends to bring.
Rye Davey in the chat. She saw Scream 3 times. You need to put a comma in there, Rocky.
I saw Scream three times in the theater. Or we can just bring it. She's here. We can just bring her in. She's bring her
literally
in.
There.
Bring her in for Peter a mic.
Yes. She's right outside the door. You guys can share a mic.
I don't see.
You're married.
I do wish I had seen the first Scream in theaters.
Yeah,
that would have been good.
I saw Scream 2. I remember that was like my sister was just of the age she could bring like me, and I was pretty young.
I saw the first 3 to 4 minutes of Scream over and over again on that VOD movie thing.
5 minutes. DirecTV would do 5 minutes of pay-per-views for free, and I would just 5 minutes of Scream nonstop. I'm like, one day I'll
hit. And again, I've seen The Matrix. I saw The Matrix 4 times in theaters.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, I think it was, was that 98?
Yeah, 99.
99.
98, 99.
The top year in anything. 99.
Who wrote that? Wasn't there like a big book that came out a couple years ago? Or maybe it was like a magazine article that just got expanded into a book on why 1999, maybe it was a Ringer thing, like why 1999 is the greatest year in the history of movies.
It was an article felt like a book from The Ringer.
That's their thing.
Let me see 1999 stuff.
I had it bookmarked as such, Goo. Yes, that's right.
Holy shit, music. Look at
the movies 99.
Yeah, 99 is Matrix, Fight Club. Music-wise, it's all of the pop songs. Like Britney Spears broke that year. LFO was 99.
Woodstock. Biscuit, Nookie. Like,
Woodstock, Nookie. I was just listening to Nookie the other day.
Hey, they had to get everything out there.
Limp Bizkit still holds up. I don't know why people stop listening to Limp Bizkit.
He's looking good these days.
Oh, Freddie, there was a
geriatric cooking question.
A great question, and everyone, the consensus was this: like, what musician is in a band that they're way better than? And the consensus was Wes Borland.
Yeah, Wes Borland.
He's way better than that entire band.
He left, and then Fred played guitar, and the album exploded. It was that bad.
Did you ever hear the Wes Borland band that he put together?
Yeah. Was it the Wes Borland Project or what was it called? It was the
second one. There was a band. I forget the name. There was like a band name, and it was some of the most god awful, like
trash.
And he was just like, all right, maybe I'll go back in a few years. Yeah, this was fun.
Oh, that's tough.
Was it Big Dumb Face?
With Nookie.
So it might have been Big Dumb. Might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spooky contact.
You know how Letterboxd, the movie site, you can put like your 4 favorite movies. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean your 4 best. Maybe it's the 4 that I don't know. However you want to put it, but it's like on the top of everybody's profiles, there's like 4 movies.
Yeah.
What would your 4 movies be? Or if you have one of these freaking things.
Oh, okay.
I'll just pull up my Letterboxd.
I have mine. Lucy, as well.
Lucy, did you give Lucy these questions ahead of time?
No, I think about this all the time. No, because you know why. You know why. On these IG lives I've been doing, people ask me this. And so I got it at the top of my head.
Amount what?
Amount Rushmore. Wait, is this like a Mount Rushmore of like my own? Is that what you're asking?
No, dude, it's a Letterboxxd. All right, do your Letterboxxd.
What are your 4 favorite movies?
All right, Lucy, go.
Okay. This movie, no one's heard of it for some reason. American Honey. It was on Netflix. Shia LaBeouf is in it. It's 3.5 hours long. It has no plot. And I love this movie.
Wait, is this the movie about his dad?
No, that's Honey Boy.
He has a bunch of movies with the name, but people confused it with that. This is American Honey. Elvis's
by Mariah Carey.
Yes, that's true too. But Elvis's granddaughter is also in this movie and she's great. That movie, that's number one for me. Then Legally Blonde. Then my Desert Island Movie. Then 8 Mile. Then Sister Act. I love Sister Act.
What a combo.
Oh,
that's my top one.
Lucy, that is literally somebody that gets birthday cake, ice cream, gummy worms, and like tea.
Yeah. You know what I used to get at Cold Stone? I used to get sweet cream. Oh no, cheesecake ice cream with Reese's cups in it.
Jesus.
And spring rainbow sprinkles.
My teeth are just
savage.
All right.
Savage.
So those are mine.
Goo, do you have yours?
I do, but also, can you ask Wiggy if 8 Mile is WPS?
He would say yes.
Yeah, probably.
Like in a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want... Yeah, I figured it was. During our rewatch, that's kind of what... I mean, I love the movie. I loved it as a kid, but kind of popped out as like, oh, I see why, as a young white fella, I'd really like this.
Yep.
Let's see here. So I have Batman 89.
Okay.
I have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right, Sierra's in
it. I have Superbad, and I have Clerks.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, boo.
Kevin Smith is watching right now, Davey, so don't speak too ill.
He might.
All right, is he here?
He might be. Actually,
fuck you.
Oh no! Say that about Kevin Smith.
Clerks is the original podcast, Davey. Two gentlemen sitting at a counter talking pop culture.
All I wanted to do at that age, when I saw Clerks, I think I was like 12 or 13, and at that time, all I wanted to do was either work at Blockbuster or Newbery Comics.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Great. I
need salsa.
Kind of. My life goals haven't changed much since then, David.
I saw High Fidelity, and I was like, "Oh shit! Like that is the life." Just talking shit about. That's all I want to do.
And then I saw Boogie Nights, and I was like, "Move
Look
over.
At the hammer on that guy from Dorchester."
I got my four would be Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Snatch, Scream, and Guardians 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get a thing for wow.
Yeah.
Right? Snatch. Listen. Huh? Snatch.
Snatch. He loves Snatch.
Snatch. I love Snatch.
Yeah. Wait, don't not cut my that, favorite. Cut that.
I think most recent Guy Ritchie film, The Ungentlemanly Art of Warfare, was my favorite Guy Ritchie.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's a good movie. I saw that on an airplane, but a little screen couldn't fit that hulking gentleman.
Oh, holy Hulkasaurus. That guy was just a chunk of muscle.
He made Henry Cavill look tiny.
Yeah. I know. I thought we were talking about Henry Cavill. We're talking
and
about
Henry
else.
Cavill's like my neck and my triceps.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about the Reacher
Alan
guy?
Alan Ritchson, right? Is that the guy?
Yes.
Yeah. And that guy desperately wants to play Bruce Wayne. And I'm so like, there is nobody better.
He had
better.
Glasses on, right?
But he's not the same guy that plays Reacher now, right?
That's Reacher.
Oh, it is Reacher. Okay.
Yeah.
God, is he a good man? He looks like a real life Hulk with human tone.
Fun fact, he was on American Idol.
How do you like that? Did he win?
Oh, really?
Did he win the whole thing?
He won the whole thing.
Because I got to jump in a second because my kids aren't going to put themselves to bed.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Good kids. Yeah. I would go pretty simple. Star Wars, Die Hard, Raiders, and Back to the Future.
I should have been able to guess that. Well done, Fitzy. Thanks for coming on, my guy.
Wait, Fitzy, I got to tell you mine because you're the one who'll appreciate. Don't leave yet.
Okay, go. All right.
It's been
Big
on for 2 hours.
You got Big Lebowski.
I logged on at 6:30. It was 2 hours before the show started.
Big Lebowski.
Don't go.
Okay, because he's the only one. He appreciates this movie as much as I do. Big Lebowski.
Had the room together.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yep.
Army of Darkness.
Oh.
Wait. Here it comes. Big Trouble in Little China.
You mother. Oh, my God. I wish I could kiss you through this.
Just log
right
off.
Now.
Best
May the wings of liberty never lose a feather.
All right.
God bless. Dave.
Oh,
good to see you, Fitzy.
Bye. It was great to see you guys. Congrats on 10 years. You guys are honestly the best. Keep it up. Love y'all.
Very good. Very good. If you hear a doorbell and Mrs. Doubtfire saying hello, that means somebody else has joined the show. Davey, you are 0-4-5?
We have so many friends. I didn't know I had this many friends.
They're my friends.
I don't know this many people cared.
These are all my friends. I reached out. People, you didn't
give
do
me Dr. Joe
Fryer.
God damn it.
Oh,
hey, kick him out.
I have it. I can't wear it with these headphones, guys. I don't have earbuds.
The helmet
on.
Raw dog Fryer. Just pop everything off. Yes. I don't need anything.
Raw dog the helmet?
Yeah.
Raw dog the show.
Hello.
I'm never going to guess who any of these people are.
Come on, dude. If you hear a doorbell and then you hear Mrs. Doubtfire,
is Fitzy back?
If she says hello,
Fitzy's actually back.
It's actually Nick Stevens.
He forgot. He forgot something. Give me Mac.
If you hear the doorbell and then Mrs. Doubtfire. All right, go ahead.
Mac.
That was Dr. Joe.
I'm always one away.
All right, that one actually is not fair because he was waiting with Fryer and you guessed no, and I went with Fryer. So
I did get that right.
You got one right. Yeah, you got one.
All right.
A little chicanery there.
It was. Just playing games.
How's that all?
Just messing around.
All right, what else we get on the docket here? What do we got?
Wherever you guys want to go. But we
you know what? I need to, Rich, you have to watch Nathan For You.
Oh, this is what I didn't want to talk to
this
you about.
Show, okay. I am telling you, it is the hardest I have ever laughed. I didn't even spit out my water. It fell out of my mouth because I couldn't breathe. Great. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
The water rejected.
Yeah. I mean, it just was like, I couldn't breathe to spit. So this show, you have to watch it. Start with the Realtor episode.
All right, so I will watch that. I saw it pop up because I was watching the rehearsal. We didn't talk the rehearsal much on this podcast, or at least season two. I assume you watched season two?
I forget which one. I couldn't get into the rehearsal. The first season.
The first one's a lot going on. The second one's about the planes. Did you
watch yes. I watched one episode of that when he is looking at the plane, the outside of the plane.
So this guy learned how to fly a plane.
Yes, did he did.
Hours and hours and hours to fly an actual plane to base like one half episode of a TV show, basically.
Yep. It's if you watch Nathan For You, not that surprising that he would go to those lengths to do this, because the rehearsal, that's what it was, is that it became too stressful for me. Like the lengths that he was going to was so stressful that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But that season is okay. But Nathan For You is, it's an absolute gem.
So we're all in that, like, this show's real. We all think that's real.
Yes.
Oh, you don't think it's real?
Oh, no. Rossi, come on.
What do you think it is?
It's a TV show, is what it is. Mm.
The lady who didn't believe in Halloween is she's real. That's real. That lady, that woman is too weird to not be real.
As someone you can't who watches, write that. As someone who watches like 14 hours of professional wrestling a week, I'm not going to judge anybody for what they watch and how what they buy into, but. That show seems
pretty. Hey, speaking of Rossi, is what's the final year of John Cena? Is that living up to the hype?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of real and fake, being on a show with Lucy, because it's been a long time since her and I were on a show together. I'm reminded of
that was all fake.
Of the fact that we had Davey on the show on Furloughed Friends one time.
We did.
And you got a couple times, but specifically, I remember one time doing a Sporkle quiz between the two of you. And Lucy, the biggest Office fan. I got them
all
time.
Wrong. All
total
wrong.
Total choke.
Yep. How about that?
Yep.
You know, I used to have this party trick. I think I said this on Furloughed Friends too, where like, if you started an episode of The Office, I could tell you the season, the episode number, and the title of the episode based on the cold open.
Can I say something in my defense?
Yeah, please do.
I was drunk the entire time. So I...
and I, me being me, can I be completely honest with you? Me being me, I did not, I knew that we were doing that and I was fucking locked. Like I was like, I'm not losing this.
Yeah.
Like I got like super competitive about it.
I think you're going to say you were cheating and you had the test right in front of you.
I was not cheating. No, I was like,
he's using ChatGPT before
DVD right now. I was going to say, at least someone was giving answers. I don't care. It was awful. Lucy had no
clue. Yeah, it was really bad. I wasn't quick on my feet.
Never mind. Yes. Okay. That's sad. I'm sad to hear that.
TLDR, of course. What? Yeah, we're going to The Office stuff now.
No, we don't have to do it now. If we did that today.
We'll back.
One day I'm we got
to
do back. It.
I have something right in front of me, just on the off chance, because he wanted to be. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, we're good. We can do it another time.
All right, what's the must read book of the last few months for Fryer and Dr. Joe?
Joe, you want to take that first? I got something
new to read.
Well, you got to dive into the absolute stuff from DC, absolute Batman, absolute Flash, all of it. I'm not huge on Martian Manhunter, but that's mostly an art thing. But it's been fucking fantastic.
So, is the absolute Batman, the one he with the bat symbol on his chest becomes like an axe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that is nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
That is nothing. Wait till you get the end of the first arc. I don't want to spoil anything. It's friggin' amazing.
Well, nothing, because I'm going to read that. I'm going to definitely read that.
A couple Image ones that we really like right now. There's one called I Was a Fashion School Serial Killer. Friggin' outstanding. For 3 issues in so far. I think it's a 5-issue series. I mean, I'd love it to go on beyond that. And then another one, Keith, I know you're going to really like this. First of all, you're a Cullen Bunn fan. Mm-hmm. Second, this is like basically if John Constantine had kids. And what like and he died and like they were just left to kind of deal with his bullshit. That is called The Hexiles, volume one of that. Yeah, that volume that finished up at the end of the year. But of course, anything Constantine, you guys know, anything remotely close to that, I'm gonna enjoy that. So I think you guys should check that one out. And Joe's right, Absolute Universe is
and it's
Wonder Woman's the best.
Oh yeah, and it's been an absolute banner year for horror comics in general. Buried Long Ago. Let's see. Far Down Below is really good. Our Brilliant Ruin. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Alex Cormack.
The Slasher's Apprentice. The Slasher's Apprentice is fucking awesome. It's only 2 issues in so far.
Like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Fryer, have you been writing?
Yeah, I'm working on something like I mean, obviously the other thing was only 8 pages, the first thing. Yes, there it is. Thanks, Keith.
There it is. Yep.
I'm working on something that's like four issue series. Hopefully, try and pitch it to someone later. But yeah, I've been like working on that for better part of a year.
Nice.
You know, wow. It's fun. It's fun. It's a horror joint. Actually, you know what? If you guys give me a second, I'll show you the main.
And this
character.
Is not while you do that. This is not a place for compliments, but I will say confidently, you can fucking write, man, and thank keep you. Doing it.
Wait, send that to me.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't comp his friends free books. Fucking snake.
No, that's you though. That's like money. That's his audience. That's a business that's a key demographic.
Yep.
Joe, that's a guaranteed bike.
Even run for it. What was the feedback from that fire? Did you hear anything back from that? Like when that came out and people started reading it?
Yeah, I got are you talking about me specifically or the whole cloakroom thing?
You more so specifically than everybody, just because everybody's story is very different. But
yeah. Good feedback. Actually, one of the guests that Joe and I had on, so he had seen us talking about it on social, and Joe always plugs it at the start of every TLDR.
He's
the absolute fucking best. That's why we're Dork's Podcast of the Year recently. I forgot to mention that because Goose still here. I didn't know if we could or not.
Yeah, sure. Listen, it's a competitive field.
Yeah.
But anyways, one of these writers had asked to check it out. I sent him the copy of it, and then I didn't hear from him for a bit. I was like, fuck.
Oh, boy.
He's not like it. But then we had him back on, and I was like, he's not going to bring it up. And he did bring it up, and he was very complimentary.
That's cool.
I was pleased about that. Let me see. I think
that's awesome.
I have this.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I have it. This. Let's see here. Sure.
We just had the editors of the Cloakroom on a recent interview, and I made a Crashmore joke, and it fucking flew right over their heads.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they were talking about one of the books as being sort of like, because they had a holiday theme, and it was about Christmas, and they go, yeah, Santa's, you know, he's he goes after the real bad kids or something like that. And I made a comment like, oh, they're not going to get presents that year. They got tattoos.
Ooh. Yeah.
And they just went, what?
Nothing.
That doesn't make sense. Look at Declan Barbosa.
Yeah, so this is the main character.
Oh, she's hot. Part.
Yeah, we try.
If you're into that, you know.
Ryer's a real horn dog. You should see some of his other characters. You should see how he poses his action figures at home, by the way.
Jeez. Motherfucker
he
comes
draws,
over.
He draws it like Dennis Reynolds did.
Joe's over my apartment for the first time ever. And he comes up for my bachelor party, and he friggin' puts like Darth Maul doing cunnilingus on Wonder Woman. It's just like the second he's there, I'm out the door for like 2 seconds.
Nice. You've seen Grandma's Boy, right? You guys have all seen that movie?
Yeah.
The scene in the beginning with Nick Swardson's house when he's sleeping over.
God.
By the way, I just texted my wife. I was like, hey, I'm trying to find another XLR cable for you if you want to come. And her response was, ready?
Yep.
Ha ha ha. No, I'm good.
Oh.
10 years.
Oh.
Did you finish it with
yeah, this has been 10 years. Like, if I wanted to be on, I would have been on.
Oh, this is a fun setup. Look at this.
That is a nice one.
Oh, wow.
I like that. Look at that. Yeah.
Scared of Mike.
This.
All the stuff you can do on this.
That's wild.
Once we started spending a little money on this thing, you know?
That's right. I know, finally.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's, limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
We used to do this every night prior.
Yeah, I know. It's weird thinking about that. And now we're coworkers again.
Exactly. So I went into DraftKings. I did not tell Friar that I was going to be there because I didn't even think you were going to be in the office. But I left and I got home and you said, were you in the office? I said, yes. You said, you bitch. No, you didn't say that. But you were like, you.
And you called me a bitch.
And I ran back. No. Next time.
I'm starting to know a lot of people who work at DraftKings. Like, you guys still hiring or what's up? I got no skills.
Joe's been asking for that since I got hired.
Yeah. Do you guys need a movie podcast?
Yes.
We should. Oh. We should.
I'll crack backs or sweep the floors. Just get me a fucking job.
Jesus. Get me in there. Just put money into my DraftKings account because I seem to be losing that all the time.
You guys are asking Billy. Billy's the one that's got the magic touch, not me.
Oh, that's a good point. I have a personal question for the comic book guys. Is there any must-read Star Wars stuff? Because I'm always looking for extra Star Wars shit, and I feel like in the comic world, it's there's some stuff I love, and then some stuff that's like it will bore you to tears.
Okay, so how much of the Joe's talked about? Was it Greg Pak's Darth Vader? Joe, mm-hmm. You talked about on the show. Did you read that, Keith?
Let me look at my.
No, I'm looking back
at my library. Okay. Because
hold on, please.
He's read the Greg Pak run. I just recently read the Kieran Gillen, which I think I'm going to talk about on the show at some point because of different writers and stuff. But definitely worth checking that out.
No, I read the Kieran Gillen one. I read.
So yeah, that Greg one you
Pak
read.
One's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's a later one. And I'm honestly, Keith, I'm going to start checking out Dr. Aphra because she Gillen created her, and she's like kind of like that, like gray area kind of Star Wars character.
Okay.
Off the top of my head,
Star Wars books is there's a million of them, and
then there's like real books. There's like not just comic books. There's like books.
I've read some of those. Yeah, good.
The Darth Bane trilogy. I just finished that. That's excellent.
Okay,
absolutely excellent.
I'm actually, Davey, I'm reading the Reaven prose book right now. Yeah, I just started it. Yeah, I want more Reaven. Like that's the whole thing with Star Wars that I just don't understand. I didn't have as much of an issue with Acolyte as most people did. I love that villain, but like it's just there's so much old cool shit that you guys can go back and check out. Like Darth Reaven, I think is the most compelling character that they've done nothing with. I don't understand any of that. Huh. Yeah, but they're not a lot, Rick. Like I tried reading the High Republic stuff, and
no, it's like
that's a younger reader kind of book, you know.
Yeah, I read the first book in the Thrawn trilogy.
The Thrawn comic. If you
haven't read those as well, those are excellent.
Yeah, and if you don't have patience for the prose, the Thrawn comic is really good too.
Sorry, I was just looking at my notes here. changing gears. Question. I have a bunch of questions for like you're like a mixer almost, just like get the conversations going. Take this any way you want to take it. Will Tom Cruise ever win an Oscar? Discuss.
Ooh. Isn't he getting an honorary Oscar? Doesn't that count?
That doesn't count. That's like an honorary degree. That doesn't count.
Prior.
I don't know. I think awards and art are just stupid in general. So like that's my whole
thing. Interesting.
Okay, dude, say
you do art for awards? Yes.
Expand.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, Lucy, but I'll hold your hand.
Do you mean the actual awards?
Why is he so nasty? Can we just take a pause?
Are very snippy tonight.
More of a friendship podcast.
Do you mean
I like the vibe that's happening?
This is the vibe.
Talk, guys.
Do you? Oh, okay. Do you mean the award shows or the actual accolade?
Actual accolades. Why do you like? Oh. Art is supposed to be entirely...
like. I think award shows were veering on like. Okay, these are too long now.
I don't care. I don't care about them. I mean, that's just
like sports awards.
Goo has his hand raised.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people happening right
like
now.
Podcast awards.
I figured I'd raise my hand. I feel like Tom Cruise has the same thought process that Samuel L. Jackson has. Where he only does movies that he would want to see and he would find entertaining. And Tom Cruise right now, his big brigade, him and Nicole Kidman, love movie theater going. Mm-hmm. They don't care about getting awards. They want people back in the theaters.
Because that's where he makes his money. He gets points on his movies now.
No, you cannot do both.
So I would argue, and I know you're being a little silly there, because Oppenheimer. What? Oppenheimer made a lot of money and also won a lot of Oscars. So, like, you could do both. And Tom Cruise doesn't really show off his acting prowess now, but if you go back to the 80s, very good.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about.
Yeah, his filmography is great.
Yeah, Collateral was his, like.
Yeah. Well, Tom Cruise is in the Guinness Book of World Records twice. One for his grossing, money in movies, and then also for being lit on fire 16 times for his most recent movie.
No. Hold on. Parachute jumps.
Parachute on fire. It was then clipped.
He
had another parachute ready to go.
What? I think once he's done doing action films and he wants to do something serious, he'll be easily win one, right?
No, he'll be dead by that time.
He doesn't age. Look at him. He doesn't look a day past 35.
That's debatable.
But if he does his own stunts, listen, he's going to be a lot shorter of a life.
Stunts. It's not all the stunt.
I have only seen one Tom Cruise movie in my life.
What movie was that?
And that was last year.
Cocktail.
Top Gun. Maverick? Or the original?
I went so far into my life, just happened to never see a Tom Cruise movie.
So, and I never seen The Last Samurai. Come on.
Never seen it. I've never seen it. I don't know what to. I tweeted this once and people responded. They're like, what about blah, blah, blah. I have never seen.
Yeah, why would you lie?
Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
Okay. Yeah. Two.
That might be his greatest role.
Not Tropic Thunder. No.
Okay.
That would have been my guess. You would love Tropic Thunder.
Davey's never seen Titanic.
I have not.
Oh. God bless.
I just told all the girls in my grade wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. It was like seventh or eighth grade. They wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh, the soundtrack was always in everybody's car. We were listening to Celine Dion.
God damn. Yeah, I just had no use for that movie.
And it was two VHSs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing.
I was just going to say, it was two VHSs.
Double the price.
I forgot about that.
Gone with the Wind was like five.
Yeah, there was a lot of tapes.
Forrest Gump was also two tapes.
Was it?
We had one tape.
You had it on one tape.
Oh, I had the DVD.
A big tape.
Big tape. In Collateral, would Tom Cruise have been a lead actor or supporting actor?
Supporting.
All right. So, here, who was nominated for supporting actor that year? And let me know if Tom Cruise should have been nominated. Morgan Freeman won for Million Dollar Baby.
I mean that's he won, right?
Okay. He won.
And he was so good in there.
Alan Alda for The Aviator.
Sure.
Alan Alda.
Thomas Hayden Church for Sideways.
Of course.
Jamie Foxx for Collateral. And Clive Owen in Closer.
Okay, so I think we just answered the question that Tom Cruise would be the main actor then.
Okay.
Alan Alda.
So, wait, no, because you wouldn't have two supporting, but then no main. You can't do that. There has to be a main.
There has to be a main character in a movie.
Like Fryer said, awards mean a lot.
Yeah.
And they have to have rules.
You've got to have rules.
People they accepted need him too fast. Rules.
They accepted I don't him too that. Fast.
Okay, so who is up for...
Tell me you'll never do another rule.
Let me just ask him this, though. What about... Is that the same rule for television? Because I feel like in television, there's a lot more ensemble and people get, like, supporting.
I think on Friends... I want to say that
they were an ensemble.
One of them was given like the main, and then the other two was supporting. Like they'd pick one, and then do it that way.
Wrong, don't they? In like Golden Globes, isn't it just like actor in a comedy and like actor in like a drama, or do they also do supporting?
They're supporting those.
All right. So anyway, lead actor in that year was Jamie Foxx for Ray.
That
crushed it that year. Don Cheadle in Hotel Rwanda.
That was a good one.
Johnny Depp in Finding Neverland.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Aviator. Ugh. And Clint Eastwood in Million Dollar Baby.
Okay, so he could have gotten a nom, at least.
Tom Cruise should have been nominated that year.
Johnny Depp got nominated for Best Actor over Tom Cruise that year?
Yeah.
As he should.
In that movie of all movies?
I love Johnny Depp.
That's fine.
Yeah, not in Finding
Neverland.
What was the movie again?
Finding Neverland?
No, I was asking Lucy to see if she knew what it was.
I don't think I ever saw Finding Neverland.
Okay.
I just love Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp had a good run where every character he played was the title of the movie.
Yes.
He was in like eight movies in a row where it was like Donnie Brasco.
Mordecai?
Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands was another one.
Rare Window.
The Rum Diaries.
He was the Rum Diary, yes.
He was the big giant Rum Diary. Anyway, will Johnny Depp ever win an Oscar? No.
He better.
I think he actually will.
Actually, I don't know now.
He's on a redemption now. No, he's gonna get his time.
Is he back?
That brain of his seems like Swiss cheese by now.
Yeah. For a little bit.
This waits for Johnny Depp Renaissance.
Sweet Todd.
Sweet Todd, that's right.
I gotta tell you.
Willy Wonka.
His kid was pretty good in Nosferatu.
Yeah, she was. She's very good.
That's right.
I finally watched that. I don't know.
I didn't care for most of it. I feel like that was too slow of a burn for me.
Black Mass?
Huh.
I mean, he crushed it,
that's right.
Black Mass.
Right?
I saw that in
nominated
theaters.
For that, right?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I
can't find it. Was the blue eye contacts threw me, though. They were like,
That was weird.
Yeah.
You know what I don't understand, and I never will, is on Wikipedia, really famous actors have their filmography on another site, like on another page. It's like, just put it longer on the actual page that it is.
They're always bitching about money. Save money.
I was just going to say, if you pay a dollar, they'll do that.
7 cents.
I'm not.
Every time you don't give a fuck, you're moving it onto another page.
All right, ready. He played Edward Scissorhands in Edward Scissorhands. He played Gilbert Grape in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He played Ed Wood in Ed Wood. He played Don Juan DeMarco in Don Juan DeMarco.
I don't even know.
He played Donnie Brasco in Donnie Brasco.
Rango.
That might have been where kind of
he did play Rango.
He did play Rango in Rango.
He was the pirate of the Caribbean. He was like the main Rango one. Rango.
Yeah. I think he must have stopped. He was like, guys, we gotta stop doing this.
Since they noticed the trend.
I wonder if that had something to do with like with his contract or whoever his agent was. Like, that's a hell of a move.
So, like, I have to be the title and I can't lose a fight.
I can't die. They die in the movie. Then they'll
can I tell you a terrible thing? Speaking of What's Eating Gilbert Grape, my sister's.
This won't be offensive.
Let's leave the mom out of this. She's been
I was just going to say.
No, it's not the mom. It was not the mom. My sister, when she was younger, used to do a great Arnie impression from What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
No.
To this day, she would kill it.
It's but 2025, Dave.
You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to. She doesn't do it anymore. Yeah. But I'm saying she could.
I have the National Lampoon channel on anytime I turn my television on, and Tropic Thunder is constantly on. Yeah. And I turned my TV on at the exact time of Simple Jack the other day. I'm like, God damn, this is.
But my. To finish that story, my sister has a three-year-old daughter who I've taught.
trying to save your sister.
Can you get another airplane story from Rossi?
Yeah, I got another one.
Arnie is what's eating Gilbert Grape goes, match in the gas tank, boom, boom. Like, I taught that to my niece, and my sister is still pissed about it because she sings it all around the house now.
The 10th and final year of the Dork Podcast.
Yeah. We enjoyed our time. Thank you for listening.
Hey, we had a good run. Dork X, we had a good run.
We're moving over to OnlyFans.
Are you guys going to space soon? That's usually what happens in like the 10th year, 10th movie. You go to space, right?
We gotta go to space.
Oh, yeah.
Like Katy Perry.
Uh-huh. Or like Jason.
Did you hear that there's Trouble in Paradise? Speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean, Katy Perry, that Orlando Bloom was like pissed off about the space travel thing. And he's like, I'm out. I'm not fucking dealing with this anymore.
Really?
Oh, not hear that.
Well, they're going to Jeff. He's going to Jeff Bezos' wedding and not taking Katy Perry's as plus one.
What?
Yeah.
You would think he would want to go, and then he like Katy Perry would go, and he would say, "I'm out."
Yeah, that was
my. Oh, that's weird.
Orlando Bloom is going, but not taking Katy Perry.
Or maybe he was hoping the fucking rocket would, you know, take care of him. Yeah,
go missing.
She seems just awful. Am I wrong?
I turned on Katy Perry when the haircut. It was the haircut.
When she's trying to do the Miley thing.
It was just too short. And it looked bad. And that's where it turned me off to her. And she's just too much. And if she never cut her hair, maybe I would never think that. But it was the haircut.
To not like somebody. I totally agree.
She peaked with the shark.
Music around that time also.
The shark, what's the Swish Swish song?
Oh my God. Remember that on Saturday Night Live with the backpack kid?
Why is that a song? Yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
The music video is great though. They're all playing basketball. Speaking of music,
Davey, I love those pictures of the Pretty Reckless. Those were awesome. Those came out great.
Cindy Lou Who. I'm going to tell you, that band is good. Your band is good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty Reckless. They're really, really fucking
good. Fine.
Somebody Mix My Medicine is my favorite song by them. It's that thing slaps.
It's a good stuff.
Hey, is that the girl from Gossip Girl?
Yeah, it's Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little Jenny.
I never finished Gossip Girl. I like binged it.
Wait, do you know who the Gossip Girl is?
Yeah, I think I do. Just because I was, of the internet.
I don't want to say anything right now. Your listeners
you
are
mean the voice. You mean the voice or who it was at the end?
No, the voice was Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell is in the final episode.
Yeah.
But she wasn't Gossip Girl.
She wasn't Gossip Girl, but she was the voice.
No.
She was the voiceover.
You know, I never watched it, but I looked it up because everyone watched it. Everyone around me watched it, and I never did, but I just looked it up. Good.
Couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
7 seasons, 25 episodes a year.
It's a lot.
Hour long. I've seen it a couple times.
Was that on the WB?
It was.
Yeah.
There is nostalgia. No, there is CW, but there's like nostalgia in that. Like shows that were on the WB or CW. Like, UPN. Oh, yeah, that was on at a certain time. And it was like the commercials for it. And I'm like, oh, I remember
Did you all watch One Tree Hill?
No.
No, but that's one of them. That's one of the shows that's like nostalgia because of that time. And that
one of my favorite teaching moments. And I think you would, if you watch these CW shows, you would appreciate this. I think I've told the story before. So I had this kid who was an advisee of mine. I also taught him, and he was late to class one day. So I was like, where are you? He's like, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. So he comes to class, and it's an 80-minute class. He's like 15 minutes late. He's like, Mr. Davey. He's like, I'm really sorry. He's like, I'm on the last episode of One Tree Hill. And like, you got to, I hate to do this, but like, can you please just let me go watch it? And I was like, I'll do you one better. His name is Corey. I go, Corey, I'll do you one better. I said, if you can catch all of us up of what's going on in One Tree Hill in 10 minutes, I'll let you watch it in class. And this kid was like a complete like introvert. And like, he's like, all right, can I erase this? He erased my whole whiteboard.
He was a full, beautiful mind.
So like, I had kids say to me, like, I didn't come here to play school. Like that was
right. Yep.
Lucy knows, right?
Oh, so, like, I know. Yep.
He erased my entire whiteboard and started drawing family trees and like making connections and like, was like, are you guys are you with me? Are you with me? And he was just
remember
like
the girl was a fit was on MTV. Like, well, right. She was, DJ. Yeah, she was a like, DJ. Hillary? Yeah, she's on the show.
It was like full Charlie Pepe Sylvia
yeah
mode.
That's not bad.
Like, he did it. And I was like, fine, we'll watch it.
Yeah, because he was an introvert. Like he had something to say.
Yep.
Make him do the work and be like,
yeah. The one thing I noticed, and I said this to my wife, because that would have been my wife watching too. Fucked up.
My wife.
There's music playing constantly in that show. It drives me nuts.
No,
that was actually David. Oh. That's a great point. There was that happened a lot during that era. So I'm a big like Smallville fan. Basically, all those CW
just
shows.
Shoot me.
They crammed like 17 songs.
Nothing to do with them. Wouldn't stop. It was all like not even like score.
Which, wait, it was Nick or Rossi loved Just Shoot Me.
I like Just Shoot Me.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It's not a good show. Don't get me wrong.
Okay,
it's an amazing show.
Here's the next question.
Designing Women. That's a good show.
What is a show? What is it? What is your show that you watch that you don't tell anyone you watch?
I don't have those shows.
I don't feel that way about
whole purpose, the whole purpose of the podcast is that I don't have
no guilty pleasure.
I have no guilty pleasure. I will tell you everything I do. I'll tell you everything that I watch. I'll tell you what I search for on my phone.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Hotcakes, sausage patty, hash browns, scrambled eggs, biscuit, real butter and syrup. You know how our big breakfast got its name, and you know where your whole family can share one for just $6. McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me?
Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I guess
I smashed okay. Phineas and Ferb earlier today.
Oh, well, my son wants to watch it. I'll have him ping you. You have to write it on a whiteboard, though. You have to give him the break. That's going to be my new thing. Right. If you want me to watch a show, I need you to erase a whiteboard and tell me everything about it to get me interested.
So the show that I guess I would say is the most embarrassing that I watch, even though I personally don't get embarrassed, would probably be, and Rossi can do attest to this, when I check in on Monday Night Raw. And if somebody walked in on me watching wrestling, they'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, watching wrestling.
That's La Primera smashing someone between her thighs. It's the best.
I'll be honest. It's really tough. Like whatever world I'm in these days, like as I consider jokingly like the real world, like when I talk to people, like what, like though, because there's 9,000 shows that you guys all review, go watch it. Like you guys are all into all these shit. I don't have any, like very minimal time in my life. No, and that's all on me. It's not a, trust me, I didn't brag, but I'm way past my bedtime right now. But the point is whenever people ask like, what do you watch? And I say, Gear Up, and I'll be like, professional wrestling. They'll be like, what now? I'll be like, yeah, I watch like about 2.5 hours of Monday Night Raw. There's some show called NXT. They're SmackDown. They're like, we're gonna pass this guy. We're just gonna go talk to somebody else.
I do like how I don't have time to watch anything outside of this 10 hours of
wrestling. This is it. This is
that's actually a pretty good one.
That's great.
This, and I fall asleep. How I make money.
That's it's like, you guys seen that new Marvel coming out? It's supposed to be nuts.
People are actually losing their minds.
You're like, wait a second. Like, I don't even see commercials for shit anymore because it's on Netflix. So I don't even
know. You see that Aleister Black promo? And you're like, what?
Oh, that must have fucked you up when they were like, brought it to Netflix. There's no commercials anymore. That must have just like,
I'm dead serious. I see nothing. Like, people are like, oh, did you hear about this? I'm like, what? What happened in Iran? No, I didn't see it. It wasn't on Raw.
You see Rhea Ripley, though? Woo!
Yeah. Well, hey,
you climb that like a ring-tailed lemur.
Jesus.
Calm down.
I'm a little guy. Google that later. All that's to say, I've seen every episode of Dr. Pimple Popper.
That maybe I watched 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Hell like, yeah.
Religiously, but I'm embarrassed by that. I love them.
I think I've seen every episode of Charmed, but on mute at the gym because it's always on.
It's always on.
It
used to be on mute at the station.
What time of the day?
Yeah. In the morning.
This is the perfect platform for this. Why is that show still in syndication while all these other shows have not? I think it's on like TNT or something.
Because it would be that's why it would be on at the station because the Celtics game or something. The next morning it would be
98
to 2004. That's a great show.
Also, how long watched?
Whenever I turn it on, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? None of this makes any sense.
Well, it's like, was that a Joss Whedon show? It wasn't, right?
I don't think so.
You might have had like a little bit of credit in the beginning, but that is just one of those shows. It blows my mind to this day. If I put on, it's 7 a.m. That crap is on every.
It's on all the time.
It's always on all the time.
I remember when I get up in the morning and the show Small Wonder would be on for some reason.
I remember this.
Yeah.
This is my job.
Vicky the Robot, like eating, smoking cigarettes and stuff.
Weird fucking show.
That was a weird show.
It was a weird show.
Can I just brag for a second? Because I have to hop off and I have to be at Nessun tomorrow at 6 for the week's 10 show. So
we're waiting for the brag.
Yeah, so that's to
say. No big deal. I'm going to be at State House tomorrow, you know? Deliver a big speech to the UN, you know?
You got, was it Tiny Tiger Woods? Are you interviewing tiny little Tiger Woods?
Yeah, exactly.
You a little doll? little Pedro. Remember little Pedro?
Oh, rest
that
in
was
peace.
Creepy.
Very weird. And he just carried him around.
Like, that was looking back. Like that was really weird. Yeah. You
know? Nelson De La Cruz.
Nelson De La Cruz. And then he died. He was an actor. He was an actor in the Dominican and he died. That was really, that was weird.
After getting the gig of his life. Now everyone knows
what he is. His lifespan was short too. Right?
All right.
You had final words or was that it?
Just wanted.
He's working blue
tonight. He's muted.
And now you're muted. We can't hear you. You're pulling a fifth.
You are. Yes, let's see.
They can't hear you.
Oh, it's too bad. We can't hear you now.
Somebody else.
That's
is doing
because this Odyssey made me send back my other microphone.
Of course.
So I didn't. I have a new one that I'm trying to break in.
How
so,
about the nickel and diamond, everybody? Bring, give us back our mic.
Oh, I sent back my computer and my microphone. But you know what? It's fine.
Every company does that, guys.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. Yeah.
All I got was a knapsack.
Nice. See, that's pretty good.
More than I got.
Well, I would like to say happy 10 years, and I'm honored to be on here and honored to be friends with all of you. So I'm just really happy to have been here this evening and to have shared this with you.
I wasn't going to mention the last time you were on this podcast when we were trying to discover what happened to Kate Middleton, and then 2 days later, we did, in fact, find out what happened to Kate Middleton.
Did you guys?
Is it her? We still don't know. We still don't know. Whomever it is looks gorgeous. But that was we figured it out, guys.
We sniffed it out.
We did.
We solved the case.
The next conspiracy. We're on it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Right. Thank you.
Good luck at Nessun tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Is Mac working? Oh, Jesus Christ!
All right, Dave. Who's gonna be?
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.